taking care of my sick baby and my calling. When I was called to serve as a counselor in my ward's young women organization, I accepted the call, but I was concerned about how to do it. I felt unprepared, and I was struggling with a trial. 3 months before receiving this calling, following a high-risk pregnancy, my baby boy, Nicholas, had been born. He needed constant medical care. A few weeks after his birth, a small red spot appeared on his eyelid and began to grow gradually. Our pediatrician explained that it was a benign tumor and would disappear after Nicholas was a year old, but the tumor developed rapidly. It occupied his ocular cavity and would eventually cause permanent damage to his vision if not treated. We made the difficult decision to start chemotherapy. Nicholas's fragile body reacted negatively to the treatment. He had daily fevers, constant infections, and low weight. The process made him cry a lot. My calling became harder and harder to fulfill under these conditions. I didn't know how I could do it. Thankfully, my husband supported me. Together, we felt I should continue. The young women president also supported me. She was a faithful and patient sister. She helped me see qualities I did not know I had and helped me find ways I could serve that I hadn't thought of. Being with the young women each week helped me not fixate on the routine of injections, examinations, and doctors. It kept me from wasting time feeling sorry for myself or questioning why this was happening to my small angel. My calling was a blessing, and before I realized it, Nicholas was growing, and the treatment had concluded. Nicholas became a happy and healthy boy who was full of energy. Serving those valiant daughters of our Heavenly Father has helped me overcome feelings of inadequacy, develop eternal bonds of friendship, discover my talents, and improve in my responsibilities as a mother and wife. The Lord does not always take trials from us, but I know with all my heart that He is always willing to help us have the strength to confront them. Ariel Quieros Meyer Fisher, Santa Catarina, Brazil. End of the story, Taking Care of My Sick Baby and My Calling, read by Aaron Tullis.